Welcome back once again here to Cowan's Drugstore in the Coach's Corner. Appreciate your time and joining us here on the Saturday morning. Again, recapping some local scores for you from last night. Girls play, Danville defeated Lebanon 60-43. Danville was also able to get the boys game. The final was 59-53. Southmont over Western Boone 54-35 last night. Zionsville defeated Franklin Central, the final 52-47. Coming up for you later today in girls action, Fountain Central will be, or let me change that, in boys action, Fountain Central will be at Western Boone. Sheridan is at Frankfort. So a couple games for you to look for in girls action. Zionsville's at Franklin Central this afternoon at 1:30. And Beach Grove will be at Lebanon tonight at 7:30. We'll have that game for you here on Radio Mom. Last night it was a tough outing for the Lebanon Tigers as they held the lead going into the fourth quarter, but not able to hold on to it as Danville was able to win 59-53. So the Tigers stand 4-3 on the year. Joining us here to talk about his kids' performance last night is Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Albert, welcome back. And these two games, the game with Kokomo and the game with Danville, you'll probably look back and you hope the kids will look back and think, you know, those are two games we probably should have won but didn't.
Yeah, I mean, especially last night's game, you know, hopefully that stings a little bit or a lot to our kids. You know, we played very well through three quarters and, you know, just couldn't finish it off.
We're visiting here with Howard Hendricks with the Lebanon Tigers. So going into the game, give me a little scouting report on the Danville Warriors this year. What does Coach Barber's squad offer?
You know, I think they're just athletic. They're big and strong, and they've got a couple really, really nice players in Ruckles and McMahon, and then they've got Austin, who's a senior, going to go to school and play football. He's just a solid kid, and he's a leader. And, you know, he kind of took over from the leading end of it with his team in the fourth quarter, and you could see him step up and challenge his guys when we were up 16 points going into the fourth quarter.
Talking Tigers basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. So did you feel going into the game that you had the right game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we knew most everything Danville would do, and they certainly know what we're going to do. I mean, it's a conference opponent, and, you know, we really felt like if we took care of the basketball, you know, and took care of the half-court trap, that we would, you know, at least be in the game at the end.
Talk to me how the game started.
It started out with us getting on top, and we took a lead early, and then by the end of the first quarter, Danville hit a couple shots, and I think it was 13-9. Both teams playing, you know, pretty good basketball, pretty even basketball. And so, you know, at the end of the first quarter, we felt pretty good. You know, we didn't get knocked out early and have to battle and fight back to get back in the game.
And as the game progressed into the second quarter, were you able to take advantage of some things?
Yes, I think we got the ball down inside, and Danville played some man-to-man, and we had a little bit of a size advantage, and we moved the basketball really well in the second quarter. I think we scored 21 points in the second quarter, and a lot of those were, you know, attacking their defense and making the extra pass and sharing the basketball, and Drew ended up with 16 points last night, and Hunter had 14. So, you know, our inside guys are getting the job done. You know, and we hit, I think we hit a three or two in the second quarter, but again, we're just not shooting the ball very well as a percentage, and so, you know, we're going to face that as well as facing teams that are going to pressure us, and until our guards figure out how to handle the basketball in late game situations or in a press, we're going to be in trouble.
Let me ask you, did Danville press at all in the first half?
They pressed a little bit, but it wasn't an aggressive press. It was more of a three-quarter type press and falling back into their 1-3-1 half-court trap. And you know, we took care of the ball for the most part in that half-court trap, but it wasn't a really pressure type press until the fourth quarter. And then they came out in the fourth quarter and extended that press, and you know, just have a lot of length and strength. And we really just panicked. I mean, you could just see it. Our guards didn't even want the basketball. You know, they turned it over two or three or four times right away in the first minute or two of the fourth quarter, and Danville got easy layups on that. Danville scored 28 points in the last quarter. We didn't score a field goal. We made six free throws for 6 points. And, you know, it was just what you've seen in the Crawfordsville game and the Kokomo game. the positive that comes out of it is we did play a solid for three quarters, and so we are very capable of doing it. And you know, we always talk about we don't want to be playing 32 minutes of really good basketball until March, and so you know that's the one positive you take out of it. But certainly, we've got to shoot the ball better, and we just made a lot of poor decisions with the basketball in the fourth quarter, and a lot of it came from our guards. And then Hunter made a tough pass that got stolen, and Kobe traveled, and then Hunter took what I would call a bad shot with about 3 minutes to go. I think we were up 5 or 7 points, and he shot a 3-point shot. It wasn't a shot that we really needed at that point. So just a lot of mistakes, 10 turnovers in the fourth quarter, and you know, we had 9 going into the fourth quarter, which is pretty good against a half-court trapping defense and a little bit of a three-quarter court trapping defense. So, you know, those are things that we just got to get better at. But, you know, it was very disappointing to see how we reacted to a little bit of pressure when we're playing three guards and those guys ought to be able to take care of the basketball. So we'll get better. We'll work on it. We'll learn from it. And, it's just one of those things.
If you will explain a little bit more about Danville's pressing defense, what did they do right?
I just think that they're so long and athletic that, you know, they're tough to throw over, they're tough to throw around, and, you know, we are skilled, our guards are skilled, and with their strength and their athleticism, they just got up and really hugged us pretty close, and, you know, we wanted to, like I said, you could just see it in our eyes, we just panicked, and the old story is you can't stand prosperity, and that's kind of where we're at right now. We've had some leads on some teams in the second half, and we've had some good leads on some teams, and you know, we've let them back in the game, and we were lucky to escape at Crawfordsville, and Western Boone, we had them down by 20 at halftime and lost, or we won by 19. So, you know, we're only playing a couple quarters, and against Kokomo, we played one quarter. And fortunately for Danville last night, they didn't play very well in the three quarters, and I credit us for our defense in the first three quarters, but I also credit them for, you know, they're the type of team that, you know, they've been down 20 before at halftime this year, and they were down 5, you know, they were down 17 going in, or 16 going in the last quarter against us. They just play with the swagger, which, you know, they play with that arrogance and that confidence, and, you know, you can't tell whether they're 20 up or 20 down, and that's what makes them such a dangerous team, and so, you know, we'll get better from it. It's very frustrating for us as coaches to sit there and watch some of that and watch the mistakes that we made that, you know, you shouldn't be making at the high school level.
Again, Albert Hendricks along with the Seer on this segment of the Coach's Corner. As you saw the lead start to slip away, were you calling timeouts to try to settle the troops a little bit? Talk to me about your thought process going through that stretch.
We took one timeout in the fourth quarter early, but we had our guards had a couple times guards took some attacked the basket and lost their balance or dribbled into some traffic, and we had to use two timeouts on jump balls, and so when we got down to the end of the game, we only had one timeout left, and you could see it unfolding. You could have called 10 timeouts, and it wasn't going to make any difference because Danville just had decided that they wanted that game more than we did. And so that's a lesson for our kids, and certainly I'd hope we'd learn it in the first 7 games because we've experienced it enough. But there's no question that, you know, if you come back to looking at the first three quarters, that our kids are very capable of beating anybody that they play. But you have to play a whole game, and you have to take care of the basketball. We had 19 turnovers for the game. It's not going to beat good teams, good conference teams, or sectional opponents with that kind of turnover ratio.
Yeah. They probably scored on every turnover in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, most of them were a lot of them were in their end of the floor where they just caught it and laid it in, and you know, then we'd get frustrated and they'd lay it in and we'd foul them and they'd go to the free throw line. And you know, we did a really nice job defensively, 31 points in three quarters, and then you give up 28 in one quarter. You know, again, it is very frustrating, and sometimes it feels like, you know, that hurts worse for the coaches than it does the players. And that's a kind of hard pill to swallow, you know. So, you know, these guys have got to get it figured out. They've got to learn to play under adversity, and they've got to learn to put teams away when they have them down. And, you know, hopefully with maturity and growth, by the end of the season, that's what will happen.
So, starting on probably today or maybe Monday, how will you address it?
You know, Monday we're going to come in obviously get back to doing the things that we did well last night for three quarters, and we'll obviously have to take a look at film and shore up some of the stuff that didn't go so well for us in the fourth quarter. But really last night just comes down to, it wasn't X's and O's, it was just about who wanted to win the basketball game with Danville, because, you know, they're just mentally tough, and they've been mentally tough for a few years, and our kids just don't seem to get over that hump when things are tough, and we just can't figure out how to push through that. So hopefully we figure that out, and if we do, then, you know, we're going to be a very good basketball team by the end of the year.
Well, next up for the Lebanon Tigers, they'll be back at home. In fact, they have their tournament coming up here in just a few days, but the next game will be with Guerin Catholic. They're 3-3. They're going to be off tonight. A little word on the Golden Eagles and Guerin Catholic.
Well, you know, they had a nice semi-state run last year in 3A. They won our sectional, and they lost a couple players that were key players to them, but they have a lot back, and I think they started out 3-0, and they're I think you said they were 3-3. They were ranked 12th in 3A last week, so it's a very good opponent. They're going to come in and press us, obviously, and who wouldn't? I mean, if I'm another coach, that'd be one thing I'd be doing from the very start, is pressuring our guys and until we figure out how to handle the basketball. So, you know, I think it's obviously a sectional opponent, and you know, it's a game we really need to win, just more for confidence than anything. So, you know, we get back at it on Monday, and we go back to work, and it's a long season. So, you know, we got to try to keep that in focus, but certainly very frustrating for what happened last night.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Tigers head coach Albert Hendricks. Again, Tigers falling to Danville last night, but they'll be back in action coming up on the 23rd. Albert, as always, thanks for your time, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, Scott. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you. All right, a break, and when we come back, we'll turn our attention to Western Boone Stars basketball coach Oakley. He's on the way. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.